Chapter 42. Nightmares sucked, in Foggy's opinion. Especially nightmares where he was held at gunpoint while his brother was murdered with a steak knife and Matt didn't come. Except that he did. Except that he was right beside him, holding him and murmuring soft reassurance in his ear when Foggy woke up shaking and sobbing into his pillow. The thing was, Matt started comforting him before Foggy even asked him to. And the reason for that, he realized, as he quieted and calmed and let himself be held, was that Matt had heard his heart rate tripping in double time and figured out the significance of that without needing to be told. It didn't freak him out anymore. Last winter break, if he'd had a nightmare and Matt had figured it out, Foggy would have gone into panic mode, looking up privacy laws and told him to back the hell off. But he didn't now. Now he was just grateful that he wasn't alone, that Matt understood and empathized, that he was as fierce a protector and as sweet a comforter as Foggy could ever have wished for. He was glad to know that it went both ways, that he could be both comforter and comfortee, that he could let his guard down with Matt and show that he was scared and 100% not okay, without risking losing him or hearing the words he'd dreaded since he was a teenager. Words like needy and sensitive and over-emotional. Matt didn't say any of those words. The words he did say were inherently comforting. They were words like, I'm here, and you're safe, and I love you, Foggy. The fact that he felt safe enough to go back to sleep was a testament to how secure Matt made him feel in his protection. He didn't wake again for nearly 4 hours, by which time the sun was well and truly up, wintry daylight streaming into the room. Matt hadn't left his side. There was something so reassuring about that, and Foggy sat up slowly, only for Matt to wrap both arms around him and draw him against his chest, eliciting a contented sigh from Foggy's lips. Merry Christmas Eve, he mumbled, blinking sleepily. Yeah, it's snowing, Matt remarked, his tone so soft that Foggy smiled. We could build a snowman, he suggested half-heartedly, much preferring to stay in bed cuddling. There's not enough snow for that. And no thanks, Matt muttered, and Foggy looked up at him, surprised and amused by the funny expression he wore. For Matt's wrinkled nose and pouting lips, he might almost have thought that he didn't like snow. That was ridiculous, right? Everybody loves snow at Christmas time. It lent itself to fun activities like tobogganing and snowball fights. You don't like snow? Foggy asked with a frown. I don't like snow, Matt agreed, his expression unreadable. Too cold? Foggy guessed, trying to understand. It's not that. I hate the way it covers everything and mutes it. It's annoying, Matt admitted, shaking his head slightly. Fair enough, Foggy muttered, feeling some of that annoyance himself when Matt slipped from the bed and started to get dressed. It wasn't that he wanted to stay in bed with him all day or anything. It was Christmas Eve. There was a lot that needed to be done before tomorrow. He had half a mind to hide the rum from Matt after the eggnog episode of the previous Christmas, but he changed his mind as he watched Matt pull a blue Christmas sweater over his head, the one his mom had given him last year. So, I didn't get a chance to say thank you last night, Foggy murmured, sitting up with a sigh. I don't know if you want to, Matt muttered tersely, biting his lip. Why not? Foggy asked, but Matt just shook his head. He sank onto the edge of the bed with a sigh, keeping his back to Foggy. He didn't need to see Matt's face to read him, though. His silence spoke volumes. Foggy didn't know what to say to him, but if there was one thing he'd learned from Matt, it was patience. He waited him out, not filling the silence or putting words in Matt's mouth. Given enough time, Matt usually opened up, and after a moment, he did. Father Lantum won't be happy with me, Matt admitted, his voice strained. He's been trying to steer me away from violence, from seeking vengeance or taking lives. You didn't, though, Foggy exclaimed, finding the distance between them too much all of a sudden, and moving to sit beside Matt. "That doesn't mean I don't get tempted sometimes," Matt muttered darkly, shaking his head. "You didn't kill Sweeney, Matt," Foggy reminded him. "If even the guy who... if someone like that doesn't drive you to it..." He broke off, cursing internally, painfully aware that he'd done the very thing he'd sworn to himself he wouldn't do. Remind Matt of his dad the day before Christmas. It wasn't like Matt could ever forget, no matter how much Foggy wished some of his memories would diminish in their painful sharpness for him. He would have given anything for Matt to look forward to Christmas every year like he did. "I've gotta say, I thought you'd be a little more against this kind of thing. You were pretty set against people getting their own justice last time I checked," Matt observed, and Foggy sighed. "You're not Tony Stark, Matt," he felt compelled to point out. "I know that," Matt said shortly. "What's the difference, though? Seriously?" "Well, one, I asked for your help. I practically begged you to come last night. And two, it kind of depends," Foggy muttered, biting his lip. "Was this a one-time thing for you?" "I don't know yet," Matt replied. But a slight quaver in his voice betrayed him. He was lying. "Yes, you do," Foggy said firmly. "You didn't just happen to be taking a stroll in a black ninja mask, Matt. It's Christmas, not Halloween." God help him, but Matt actually smiled. Foggy rolled his eyes at him, annoyed and needing Matt to take this conversation seriously. It was important. Matt seemed to agree because he quickly sobered, his smile fading as he shifted on the bed so that he was facing Foggy as he spoke. "Okay, fine. I know. It won't be the last time," Matt admitted, and Foggy sighed, having expected that, and yet, feeling the weight of that confirmation settle over him, as Matt asked a question Foggy had been asking himself for a while now. "Can you live with that, Foggy?" "I'll have to," Foggy muttered, knowing that for Matt, the answer was always going to be yes. "Can I ask you something?" "Anything," Matt quickly agreed. Foggy almost wanted to roll his eyes at him. He knew perfectly well that this was Matt Murdock, and while he could ask him anything, Matt wouldn't answer anything he didn't want to. He looked at him for a long moment, knowing that Matt would tell him the truth if he answered at all. "Was it the first time you've done that, with the mask and everything?" Foggy finally ventured to ask. "No," Matt said softly, practically whispering the word. "How many other times were there?" Foggy asked cautiously, sensing danger merely from the look on Matt's face. "I don't keep count," Matt said defensively, as if he'd been caught out. 10 maybe? 11? He shrugged his shoulders helplessly, and Foggy nodded, accepting that Matt's answer was all the detail he would get about the other times, at least for now. "I don't lose," Matt had told him once, and it was true. Whether in a mock court or a back alley, Matt Murdock could hold his own. Foggy didn't doubt it. He couldn't after seeing him fight last night. "So, every time you said it was Fight Club," Foggy murmured, watching Matt for a reaction. "Yeah," Matt confessed freely, nodding his head and looking conflicted. "Okay," Foggy said, taking a deep, steadying breath. "You can't play that Fight Club card anymore with me. You promised me no secrets, so no secrets. Even if you think I won't like what you tell me." "Especially if you think I won't like what you tell me," he silently corrected himself, remembering Matt's secret training sessions with Stick. That couldn't happen again. If Matt was in danger, even if he didn't think he needed to know about it. That had been the rule from the start, even if he and Matt hadn't always adhered to it as strictly as they should have. Trust and honesty. They were the stepping stones, the only way forward. Do you still mean what you said last night, I mean? Matt asked uncertainly. "Yes, Matt," Foggy said firmly. "I love you, no matter what. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stand back and... "And what?" Matt asked, with the smuggest little smirk Foggy had ever seen. That was a challenge if he'd ever seen one. "Try and stop me, I dare you," the little smile said. Foggy looked at him for a long moment, and he knew that he could. He could stop Matt, and he wouldn't. Because if this was what Matt meant when they'd been talking about purpose not so long ago, he simply couldn't stand in Matt's way, because sure, Matt might be safer that way, but he wouldn't be happier for it. And Foggy didn't think he could bear it if Matt ever learned to resent him for holding him back. He loved him too much for that. "I don't know, but I'm not going to stand back, whatever happens," Foggy declared resolutely. "I'm your boyfriend, your partner in everything." "Everything?" Matt repeated hesitantly. "Everything," Foggy insisted, taking his hand. "That means you talk, I listen. You get hurt, I kiss it better. You stay out all night and we cuddle all day. I am there, all the way. I trust you in everything, so trust me with whatever you do, or if you do nothing at all about this, if it's a once-off and we go back to law school and graduate next year, and you decide you just want to be safe and happy and a kick-ass attorney with me, you tell me. And even if you don't..." "I do," Matt said quickly. "I want that life with you, Foggy. I haven't made my mind up about this." "Yeah, you have," Foggy said quietly. "But if you can't admit that yet, it's okay. I'll wait." He hadn't expected it to be this easy to blanket everything with trust, every part of Matt, even the darker, more dangerous parts that he didn't fully know. He'd told Matt when he first found out about his super senses that trust was important to him, and it was. Trusting Matt was the most important thing he could do right now. It was a proof that he loved him, all of him, not just the parts that were easy to accept. "I love you. Have I mentioned that?" Matt murmured with a soft sigh. "Yeah, but tell me again," Foggy said, unable to keep himself from smiling. "I love you, Foggy, more than you know," Matt declared, his words little more than a hoarse whisper as he wrapped his arms around him, pulling him into a tight hug. Foggy closed his eyes and let himself be held, enveloped by Matt's warmth and strength, secure in the reassurance that came with mutual trust. It was something he'd learned in the 18 months since he'd first met Matt, the difference between infatuation and true, deep, lasting love. He knew Matt. He understood him and he loved him. It was that kind of understanding that let him reach a level of acceptance and confidence in him that he'd never known was possible back when he was reading an article to him about an eccentric billionaire who wore armor but couldn't keep a mask on to save his life. Matt was his polar opposite. He wore a mask but no armor. Foggy was his armor. The one person Matt could take that mask off for, knowing that was safe to do so. That trust in each other was going to protect Matt's heart and Foggy's when trouble came knocking. That was love. Solid, dependable, and forever, come what may. End chapter 42.